coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Gentlemen, as we prepare for our first game of the season, there's just a few things I want to get straight. You know, a lot of people are predicting that Minnesota State's going to go all the way this year. They are predicting that when the national rankings come out today, that Minnesota State's going to rank up there in the top 20.
Yeah!
Yeah! Nothing to cheer about, Dauber! Right! I don't care how good people think we're going to be. I care about how good we are. And the only way we're going to find out about that is after we play 11 bone-crushing, bloody, well-executed games. Until then, I don't give a damn about the rankings, and there better not be anybody on this team who feels any differently.
The rankings are in!
Luther!
The rankings are in!
Luther!
Oh, my God, the rankings are in!
Luther!
What?
We don't give a damn about the rankings.
We don't?
No. I will tell you when we're doing well. In the meantime, this is what I think of the rankings. Just get out of here and you think about what I said. Everybody out! No, that means everybody out! Out! We're number 18. Thank you. Times do I have to say it? I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt your little feelings.
Well, I'm a very sensitive person, Hayden. I may not show it, but I am.
It's just that I was in the middle of a story about how unimportant the rankings are when you come flying in like Paul Revere. The rankings are in, the rankings are in.
Revere had bad news. I thought I had good news.
It was good news. It was the timing was bad, Luth. I just don't want the players to get overconfident.
You're asking me to control myself around the players.
That's all.
Players aren't here now.
Nope.
Minus two.
No, man, Luke, does this feel good?
1,000 and a half.
Hey, Coach.
Yes?
Hey, you're not going to believe this. You remember that little article Sports Illustrated was going to do about you?
Yeah.
Well, they did more than just a little article. You're on the cover.
Oh, my God.
Hayden Fox, the best coach you never heard of.
I don't believe this! Dauber, is this one of those joke magazines?
Oh.
Is this two joke magazines? Oh, it's a big joke, Dom.
No joke, coach.
The cover of Sports Illustrated. We made the cover of Sports Illustrated. Luth, Luth, what do you think?
I think I'm gonna vomit.
What?
Hayden, this is the worst thing that could ever happen. People will get their picture on that
cover are doomed.
What are you talking about?
The curse, Hayden. I'm talking about the curse. The Sports Illustrated curse.
Oh, there's no curse. That's just a myth. That story's been floating around for years. Anybody believe that's got half a brain.
Well, then how do you explain the fact that I believe it? I'm telling you, Hayden, the magazine's a curse. And they can curse college football teams, too. Oklahoma had won 47 straight games. Sports Illustrated put the picture on the cover, and just like voodoo, they lost the very next game.
No, it's not voodoo, it's bunk. And I'm not going to listen to any more of it. Luther, this is a rare moment of glory for me. Come on, just please, just let it live.
Well, the article about us is fabulous.
What do you mean us?
I'm included.
All I said in the interview was that you were athletic director, Howie.
And they printed that. My phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Man, someone's excited about this.
I've got one more piece of good news. The new Screaming Eagles uniforms are being delivered late this afternoon, and I had this terrific thought.
Hey, we could pass them out tonight at pep rally.
Hey, coach, that's a great idea.
Well, nobody's gonna believe me now, but that's what I was thinking. Anyway, men, this is a big year for Minnesota State. We're going all the way!
Hey, boy,
lunch is on me today, huh?
I know it's a curse, Hayden.
It's not a curse. Howard's buying lunch. It's a miracle.
I thought we'd go Greek.
It's a curse.
Hey, honey.
Oh, I know you. You're that guy from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, that's me, Hayden Fox. Best coach you never heard of.
Until now.
How many coffees did you buy?
Oh, I don't know, but there's a lot more in the truck.
I am so proud of you.
Honey, so am I. Yeah, I wish I could describe to you what this kind of recognition feels like, Christine. I mean, to know that your face is in millions of homes.
Probably like being a newscaster or something.
No, it's much more than that. People can pick you up. They can flip right through you, you know? Some little kid right now probably has me tacked to his bulletin board. Other coaches want to blow their brains out because it's not them.
Yeah. Hey, 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 that's my daddy.
Hey, 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 that's your famous daddy.
You look great.
Feel great, am great.
No, I mean it. I mean, this has got to feel terrific after all those losing seasons and years of total obscurity.
Babe, I got to tell you something. You're taking the edge off a little.
Oh, you know what I meant. I'm just thrilled for you.
Yeah, thank you.
And now I've got some wonderful news of my own. Stuart's coming home tonight.
Hey, ho, that's news.
He still had 2 more weeks in Los Angeles.
No, they finished shooting the last episode of Buzzy the Beaver ahead of schedule, so he's coming in tonight. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, well, it's wonderful for me.
Oh, come on, Hayden. It is wonderful. He's been gone all summer.
That was wonderful.
No, Dad, you're going to be surprised. Stuart's changed. Playing the part of Buzzy the Beaver has given him a whole new strength, a whole new sense of himself. You know, I mean, it is one of the most popular new shows on TV.
Oh, Kelly, come on, give me a break. It's just a stupid Saturday morning kiddie show. Nobody over the age of 3 gives a damn about Buzzy the Beaver.
I don't know. I've caught it a couple of times. It's got a really good message about the environment.
Well, nobody over the age of 3 gives a damn about that either.
Aiden.
Well, no, come on, this is my day. I'm tired of hearing about Buzzy the Beaver. I've been hearing about Buzzy the Beaver all summer. Buzzy on TV and Buzzy in the newspaper. Buzzy's everywhere. You hear a Buzzy, there a Buzzy, everywhere a little Buzzy. I always loved beavers. They're my favorite furry animal. Now I hate them.
Oh, hey.
You always tell me to be honest.
How about mixing honesty with a little sensitivity and tact?
You just keep making up the rules, don't you?
I am thrilled for you, Kelly.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see Stuart.
Always have to go that extra step. Thanks, everybody. This is the year.
The year of the curse.
Would you stop with the curse?
Aiden, look.
Oh, wow.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like it, Coach.
Oh, Dob, did you do this?
No, I don't have the skills or the equipment. But it was my idea.
Oh, Dob, it's great. I love it.
They had a bigger size, but I thought that got a little embarrassing.
Oh, no, no, no. Come on. This is perfect.
Was it a lot bigger?
Oh, my God.
What?
In the picture, that pat leg next to you.
So?
That's my pat and my leg. Oh, my God, my leg is cursed. Something terrible's gonna happen to my leg.
Jeez, Luther, your knees are shot. You got weak ankles, bad feet. What's left of your leg to curse?
I know something horrible's gonna happen. We're all doomed.
Folks, if I could have your attention. As your athletic director, which you may have read about in Sports Illustrated, let me say that tonight is more than just a pep rally. Tonight, we also want to send up a big cheer to the driving force behind the Screaming Eagles. He built this program from the ground up. When he started, recruiting was tough, facilities were poor, funding was low. He had nothing more than a pathetic ragtag coaching staff. But 9 years later, the Screaming Eagles are soaring!
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, the man responsible for all the excitement tonight...
Hey, it's Buzzy the Beaver!
Thank you so much. It's great to be back. Wow. But we really should be applauding for Coach Fox tonight. Come on, everybody.
Fozzie, 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 Fozzie.
Hey, 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 hey!
I know everybody's excited. Buzzy's back in town. I know I am. But shifting for a moment from Beavers to Eagles, we're talking about a new era here at Minnesota State. From now on, we will be shedding that image as a tough luck team. We are now going to be winners!
Yeah!
Luke Monica, help me with this. Now, as our fellas get their new jerseys, let's just show them what kind of support they have, all right? Here we go. Judson 60!
Judson 60!
Johnson 60!
Johnson 60!
Johnson 60?
Johnson 60?
What the hell? Well, they're all Johnson 60. What the hell is this?
The beginning of the end. My leg's gone numb.
Save the planet, for goodness sakes. Buzzy the Beaver and friends. With Buzzy the Beaver and friends. It's the Buzzy the Beaver Show.
Stuart Rosebrock as the Beaver.
Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Dobber. Is this how you spend your Saturday mornings?
Hey, Coach.
Game day? First game of the season?
I was just waiting for you.
Turn that garbage off.
Well, you know, actually, it's not garbage. It's got a real good message. Sometimes about garbage.
Let's get back to work, Dobber.
Hey, we're in serious trouble. We're going to lose the game today. The curse is real. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. I can't walk at all.
You expect me to believe that because of your bad leg, we're going to lose the game?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. My leg's just a painful reminder that the curse is real. Stuart's going to make us lose the game.
Jesus.
Listen, here's what we know so far. You get your picture on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and then, like, out of the blue, Stewart shows up. Curse or coincidence? I think you know where I stand. Tell you what's going to happen, Stewart's going to distract you or upset you, and something horrible's going to happen, and that's how we're going to lose the game. What do you think?
Just get out of here, Luther.
What?
No, I mean it. Get the hell out of here.
But you can't.
We are on the brink of what could be our greatest season ever. And every time you open your mouth, you just suck the life right out of it.
Hayden, you are gambling with a power you don't understand. A power that could destroy us all.
You too, Howard.
What was that all about?
Nothing. What's on your mind, Howard, besides the memory of a full head of hair?
I want to talk to you about Stuart Rosebrock.
Why does everybody want to talk to me about Stuart Rosebrock?
I think you know the answer to that.
I thought you left.
How far can you go on a cursed leg?
Oh, man.
What about Stuart?
He has graciously agreed to appear in our halftime show as Buzzy the Beaver. I wanted to run it by you first because I know how he upsets you.
I thought the halftime show was the Bill of Rights.
So it becomes Buzzy the Beaver's Bill of Rights. I think that's beautiful.
Hayden, don't do it.
Oh, fine. Fine. You guys just get the hell out of here so I can just get ready for the game.
Hayden, you're a prince. What a day. What a day.
You're going to let Stuart out on the field.
If you mention the word curse again, you are fired. Now get out of here.
All right, I'm leaving. But I'll tell you one thing. You're going to be a very sorry person. You didn't take me more seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed our halftime show featuring Buzzy the Beaver. Please return to your seats so the teams can take the field. Buzzy has left the stadium.
Stuart! What are we doing down here? We're going to miss the second half.
We won't miss it, I promise. I just had to get away from that crowd. Everybody's shaking my paws, yanking my tail. They're like animals.
Honey, they're your fans. They love you. And so do I. I'm your biggest fan. Now, come on, let's go back up.
Honey, wait, please. We haven't had 5 minutes alone since I got back.
Oh, you're an eager beaver, huh?
Honey, I really need to talk to you. Please?
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
A lot of things. This summer. Man, this was one crazy summer.
Crazy? It was awful. I mean, I know it was great for us, you getting the show and all, but it was terrible having you gone all summer. God, I'm just glad it's over and you're home.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. You know how Buzzy the Beaver was just supposed to be a summer show? Well, they've decided to pick it up for the whole year.
What?
They want to do the show all year long.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's incredible. I can't believe this.
I can't believe it myself. The network never even liked the show. They were going to cancel it. And then they did some audience testing and it went right through the roof. So they ordered 100 episodes.
100? Well, wait a minute. How can you do this and stay in school?
Well, that's just it. That's the thing.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God. You want us to forget about school and move to California? Oh, God. Oh, my God. This is the most incredible, unbelievable, exciting thing that's ever happened in my entire life. Oh, my dad is going to hate this.
Honey, just wait. You're going too fast. Just slow down.
Well, we are going to take it, aren't we? I mean, I don't mind leaving school at all.
Yes, I'm taking it.
Oh, you made that decision without me?
Kelly, a lot happened this summer. I really grew a lot in Hollywood. What I'm trying to say is that Minnesota seems like another life to me. And I want to leave it behind.
Well, it's okay. I understand. I mean, I'll miss my dad and everybody, too. But, God, we can't pass this up.
Kelly, you're a part of Minnesota.
Well, you don't want me coming with you? What about our marriage?
That's a part of Minnesota.
Well, I don't understand why. Why are you doing this?
Kelly, so much has happened. My whole life has opened up. I can't even put into words how
I... Are you in love with someone else?
Yes.
God! I can't believe this is happening. Who?
Kelly, it doesn't matter.
Well, tell me, Stuart. I want to know.
She works on the show. Her name is Lisa Oldendorf.
The otter?
She's a woodchuck. Look, I'm sorry, it just happened. I didn't... Honey, I'm sorry if I've hurt you. But I had to tell you, I didn't want to deceive you. The last thing in the world I want to be is a weasel.
Oh, this isn't happening.
Kelly, I'm sorry.
Just go away.
Kel.
Please, please just don't come near me. Just leave me alone.
I'm so sorry.
This moment to end! Yes! Yes! Yes, thank you!
I want to be the first to give you a victory kiss.
Oh, well, Howard Burley was the first, you'd be the second. Luther, how about the curse, huh? 31 to 13?
We kicked butt! My leg! I can walk again!
I'll tell you what, game! What a start, Dauber! This is going to be the best year of my life!
Kelly!
What's wrong?